All right. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM Community Connected. We are chatting today with Ms. Teresa Horsch from Teton Therapy. She's going to be talking today about falls, how they happen, what happens during a fall and after. And then she's going to be telling us a little bit about a falls prevention and balance workshop as well. Ms. Teresa, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm definitely looking forward to the rest of the day. I'm also looking forward to learning about falls because I know my parents are getting to that age where I'm concerned about it for them. And it's not just an age thing. It's a little bit for everybody. So walk us through that.
Absolutely. Falls are one of the biggest reasons people go to the emergency room in the first place. And more than 1 million people go to the ER just each year for a fall. So it's very prevalent. And, you know, one of the most common causes for fractures, brain injuries, are falls. So it's not necessarily the fall, it's the after effects, right?
Right.
So we want to make sure those falls don't happen in the first place. Many medical bills just from a fall overall comes out to about $34 billion each year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And each person's fall average is about $30,000. So
jeez.
The cost alone is significant. Not only that, but the quality of life after a fall can be dramatically changed depending how severe someone falls. So,
and I'm assuming there's a lot of people who, once again, don't get it taken care of right away. They're like, oh, I'll be fine. And then it gets worse as well.
Absolutely. And it might start as just a little bit of a stumble or they notice their balance is a little bit off. But ultimately, if those risk factors aren't accounted for, it can lead to something more dramatic and devastating for a person. So
I can only imagine. And especially, I'm assuming out here in the Fremont County area, ice is probably a big, you get a lot during the winter.
Absolutely. Ice is a big thing. And there's actually a lot of environmental factors like ice and then some of the things in our home that can be changed. But I'm actually going to talk a little bit more about the personal factors that can lead to falls. And so, of course, over time with aging, unfortunately, not only that, we have decreased physical activity, we have increased aches and pains. So moving as we get older is difficult, and that leads to weakness in our legs, and of course, that leads to falls. We also get, you know, poor balance is a big cause of falls. So not only that muscle weakness, we see it a lot in neuromuscular diseases such as Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, even stroke. And then, of course, medications can affect, you know, how our balance is. And then vision and inner ear issues play a big role as well in our balance. And so going back to some of those causes, dizziness is obviously a big factor. And so the main cause, there's a lot of causes of dizziness. And so I always encourage people to, you know, speak with their doctor about the many causes, because it could be medication related. It could also be an inner ear issue, such as vertigo. It can also be an issue with blood pressure called orthostatic hypotension. And that's when you're sitting for a while and then you get up and you feel that little bit of lightheadedness.
Uh-huh.
And that can be dramatic enough to, you know, make you actually fall and lose your balance.
What was that called again?
Orthostatic hypotension.
Orthostatic hypotension, okay.
Yeah, and that's caused by partially dehydration, but it can also be a sign of a cardiac issue. So very important to get that checked out and make sure those risk factors and those causes are addressed properly. And then, of course, alcohol and drug use can be a big cause for falls as well, especially alcohol combined with medications, and then alcohol as we age only exacerbates the problem.
Right.
So another big area is bowel or bladder issues. So, you know, if you've got a really high urgency and you're always running to the restroom, that's another big cause of falls. So just kind of planning ahead and thinking about it in those terms, because yes, you got to get to the bathroom, but you also got to think about the falls. So planning ahead, like I said, and thinking about that. Let's see. Some other big areas. Of course, blackouts, loss of consciousness. Some people that they're just standing and that can happen. Again, that's a major reason to go talk to a doctor. Always encourage that when things are changing in a person anyway. Mm-hmm. And then foot problems are another big area. And that can be really difficult because a lot of those foot problems, by the time they actually set in, there's not a whole lot that can be changed, unfortunately. So that includes numbness, any kind of neuropathy, and then just making sure, and these are things that people can change, is just that if you've got calluses or improper footwear, making sure you're addressing those areas.
Right.
So, yeah, putting your foot down and making sure you can feel as much as you can also helps.
Just how many of those things that people just aren't really thinking about all the time until it's too late.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, it's probably multiple of these factors mm-hmm. going on when people start to have falls and more frequent falls. So, yeah, those are some of the main risk factors. And fortunately, a lot of them can be prevented and changed. And so, yes, we might be getting older. Yes, we might have aches and pains, but there is a lot you can do in the process to prevent these things from happening faster. So
you hear that more and more, that prevention is key. I mean, people just really need to take that into consideration. What can you do to prevent all of these things, including falls? So
yeah.
You guys are going to be having a falls prevention and balance workshop coming up, correct?
Yes, we are. And so just to remind people, that is November 30th of this year, and will be from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Lander Teton Therapy office. And Keely Tatro, the occupational therapist, and myself will be going over just falls prevention, and then just reviewing how you can screen for falls in the first place. And that is a big part of what we do day to day, is screening for falls and identifying fall risk in people and giving them the tools to change that. So,
and then hopefully have that prevention. Is there going to be, do you have to sign up for that workshop at all in advance, or can they just show up?
We would prefer the RSVP just to know how many heads we've got in the room, and I believe refreshments will be provided. So just to get a kind of a head count, and you can do that over on Facebook at the Teton Therapy page, or calling our number, which is 307-332-2230. And again, that is to RSVP to the Falls Workshop. And just to reiterate, that is November 30th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, if you're listening, if you know of someone, if you are someone who could use some preventative fall advice, definitely go check out that November 30th workshop at the Lander Teton Therapy office. Teresa, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate
it. Yes, thank you very much.